Governor Walker said on Monday he was signing Freedom to Work legislation. The new state law will let workers decide whether to pay union dues.
When I think about that couple where dad may work at a factory, mom may be a nurse at the local community hospital, they got two kids in school and they're struggling to make ends meet. Every single day when we do for things like this, our goal should be, and it is, to make sure we improve their lives, their quality of life, their ability to raise their family in the way that they see fit. Without the struggles of worrying about the mortgage or how to pay the bills, this is one more tool in helping us build the kind of economy that will help a family like that here and across the state of Wisconsin.
When it comes to business, Walker says right to work is simply one more indicator that Wisconsin is open for business, a phrase he coined shortly after becoming governor in 2011. Walker signed the legislation at the company Badger Meter. Rich Musen is CEO. He says for years he has been moving what had been union jobs to Mexico, but right to work will allow him to add 30 to 50 workers in Brown Deer.
A few hundred feet from where I'm standing, right over there, there's a large open space which we have cleared for possible future production of a new water meter. It's also important to know that we have a very similar space in our facility in Nogales, Mexico. To fill one of these two spaces, we have approximately $2.5 million of equipment currently on order. The equipment is now scheduled to arrive this summer here in Wisconsin.
Musen says Badger Meter and its union have a great relationship, and he doesn't expect that to change. Cheryl Maranto says while things won't change tomorrow, it remains to be seen what right to work might lead to in the future. Maranto is chair of Marquette University's Department of Management. She says right to work states typically have lower wages and fewer benefits than union states, but it's unclear what came first, kind of like the old chicken or the egg question.
Were the states already different and that caused them to pass the right to work laws? Or did they pass the laws and then that caused the changes to make them different?
Maranto says right to work is a win for unionized companies.
Clearly, they reduce union membership.
Maranto says fewer union members mean they hold less power when it comes to bargaining with employers. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.